We're going to New York next, to the United Nations, the war in Gaza center stage, the Security Council preparing to vote on a Palestinian request for full membership, and hearing a warning from its relief and work agency for Palestinian refugees not to be dismantled. Israel has accused UNRWA of being a front for Hamas. Commissioner General of UNRWA, Philip Lazzarini, told delegates the coastal strip is sliding into famine.
Children are bearing the brunt of this war. More than 17,000 are separated from their families, left to face the horror of Gaza alone. Across Gaza, a man-made famine is tightening its grip. In the north, infant and young children have begun to die of malnutrition and dehydration. Across the border, food and clean water wait. But UNRWA is denied permission to deliver this aid and save lives.
That's Philippe Lazzarini. We've been speaking more to Yvonne Murray, our global security reporter based at the UN in New York.
Philip Lazzarini was there essentially to defend UNRWA, which has been on the back foot since Israel raised the allegations that UNRWA staff were involved in the October 7th attacks, something that's currently being investigated by the UN. His message essentially was that UNRWA was the backbone of the humanitarian response in the occupied Palestinian territory. He said it was irreplaceable. But he did say, and this was more to reporters ahead of the meeting, he said it was under enormous pressure, both in terms of the funding, which many countries cut in the wake of the allegations, and the logistical challenges it faces operating in a war zone where Israel was restricting access, he said, and where a man-made famine was tightening its grip. He didn't mince his words when he accused Israel in the council of carrying out what he called an insidious campaign to push UNRWA out of the territory, saying that their intention was to dismantle UNRWA and that would condemn an entire generation to despair. And I have to say, it was interesting to see that Mr. Lazzarini was sitting directly beside the Israeli ambassador in the council, Gilad Erdan, when he then addressed the meeting, accusing UNRWA of being the single biggest obstacle to a solution, saying it was an instrument of war infiltrated by Hamas and calling for it to be defunded.
That's in public. Tell us what's happening behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, there's a lot of tense activity going on ahead of a meeting that's due to happen today to consider the case for Palestinian membership of the United Nations. This is something that actually dates back quite a long way to 2011. That was when the Palestinians tried to get it through the last time. That time they didn't get the nine votes that they needed for it to get through the council and then go on to the next stage. This time they're hoping that they can get the nine votes in the council, but the US has already said that they would veto any call for Palestinian membership of the UN. They've made it clear, the US has made it clear that their policy is that they can't agree to Palestinian membership until there's a peace agreement between Israel and Palestine. And the US mission, the ambassador and the deputy ambassador has been speaking this week outside the Security Council chamber, pointing out that there's also US legislation in place that stipulates the US would have to withdraw funding from the UN if the Palestinians were granted full membership before a peace deal was agreed. So that's all going on behind the scenes here. But the Arab group, the Palestinians and Algeria, who's representing the Arab group on the Security Council at the moment, they are pushing for a vote, even though they know the US is going to veto it. And that is due to happen today. The US reportedly putting a huge amount of pressure on Malta, who's the president of the Security Council, to push that vote back. They wanted it to be pushed back at least till Friday. We have to see what happens, but I understand that the negotiations have become very tense indeed. In fact, one diplomat described negotiations to me as very messy.
What is the current status of Palestine at the UN?
So it has an observer member status. That puts it on an equal footing with other observer states like the Holy See, for example. So it can participate, it can observe, but it doesn't have a vote. And what the Palestinian mission here has been calling for is to be put on an equal footing, it says, with the other 193 states of the United Nations. It wants to have the voting rights, it wants to be considered equals. And this is something that has been going on, as I said, for quite a long time. But I think the Palestinians feel that this is the right moment now, after 6 months of war, to put it right back in the heart, at the heart of the UN agenda.
Yvonne, you've been an observer and reporting on UN matters for some time now. What's the point of votes like this when everybody knows that one of those at the Security Council is going to veto it?
Well, that's a very good question. And I think that, indeed, is what the Americans have been saying this week. But I think, speaking to the Palestinian mission here and some of their supporters, I think the feeling is that it is about shining a spotlight on this. What they see is something that is an injustice, that they don't have a state or membership of the United Nations. It's a way of trying to maintain it on the agenda. And if it's vetoed in the Security Council, it will go to the General Assembly. They know they have a lot of support in the General Assembly.
That's Yvonne Murray, our global security reporter based at the UN in New York.